Greeting from Sri Chaitanya, Charitamrita. Adi Lila, Chapter 10, The Branches of the Chaitanya Tree, Text 57. Shakshate sakala bhakta deke nirvishesha, nakula brahmachari dehe prabhu avesha. Sakshate, directly, sakala, all, bhakta, devotees, deke, see, nirvishesha, nothing peculiar but as he is, nakula brahmachari, nakula brahmachari. Dehe, in the body. Prabhura, the Lord's. Avesha, symptoms of power. The appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every devotee's presence is called Sakshat. His appearance in the cool Brahmachari as a symptom of special prowess is an example of avesh. The former Pradyumna Brahmachari was given the name Nrisinghananda Brahmachari by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his body there were symptoms of avirbhava. Such appearances are uncommon, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed many such pastimes through his different features. Purport. In the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, it is said that Nakul Brahmachari displayed the prowess, avesh, and Pradyumna Brahmachari, the appearance of the abhava of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many hundreds and thousands of Lord Chaitanya. There are many hundreds and thousands of devotees of Lord Chaitanya, among whom there are no special symptoms. But when a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu functions with specific prowess, he displays the feature called avesh. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally spread the Sankirtan movement, and he advised all the inhabitants of Bharatvarsha to take up his cult and preach it all over the world. The visible bodily symptoms of devotees who follow such instructions are called avesh. Srila Sivananda Sen observes such avesh symptoms in the cool Brahmachari, who displays symptoms exactly like those of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states that in the age of Kali, the only spiritual function is to broadcast the holy name of the Lord, but this function can be performed only by one who is actually empowered by Lord Krishna. The process by which a devotee is thus empowered is called avesha, or sometimes it is called shakya avesha. Pradyumna Brahmachari was formerly a resident of a village known as Piyaringanja in Kalna. There is a description of him in the Ancha Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, second chapter, and in the Ancha Kanda of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata, chapters 3 and 9. Let us discuss two prominent characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And bearing in mind, we are speaking on the disappearance day of Sri Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Goswami composed so many beautiful verses, but today, let us focus on a verse from his drama, Vidagdha Madha. He was writing one drama, but then Satyabhama appeared to him in a dream and told him, don't put the Vrindavan pastimes in the same book with the Dwarka pastimes. Satyabhama, you know, the queen of Krishna, she's spicy. So she wanted her own. She and the queens have special treatment. So therefore, Rupa Goswami divided his one drama into two. Vidagdha Madhava about Vrindavan Leela and Lalit Madhava about Dwarka Leela. In the Vidagdha Madhava, we find the beautiful prayer that is in the invocation verses in the first chapter of Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anarpita charim charat karanaya apachirna kalo samarpayetu unda tojola rasam swabhakti shriyam hari kurata sundara dhyuti kadamba sandipita sara vidaya kandare spuratu ma shachinam nanam. May that son of Srimati Sachidevi, who is radiant with the complexion of molten gold, who bestows in this age of Kali the most elevated taste or flavor of devotional service, the conjugal rasa, may he ever be situated in the innermost core of your heart. Rupa Goswami bestowing his benediction. In the purport, or shall we say, in the commentary more precisely, on Vidagdha Madhava, written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Thakur states that you cannot understand Krishna unless you understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is very difficult to enter into Radha Krishna Leela in this age of Kali. But if you approach Radha Krishna Leela through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the matter can be expedited. So many people are attracted to Krishna Leela, Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. But the fact is, unless you approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you won't understand. You won't reach the destination. Rupa Goswami is also indicating this in his beautiful verse, Anarpita Chedim Chara, Kaurana Avatirna Kalo, a special avatar of mercy in the age of Kali. That special mercy in the age of Kali, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspires everyone to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and also that special mercy avatar is distributing the most elevated taste in devotional service, the most confidential taste. He's distributing freely. So therefore, Rupa Goswami offers his most humble obeisances. And we today, on the disappearance day, Rupa Goswami can also, filing behind him and all his servants, offer our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for allowing the most confidential access to Sri Radha Krishna. We are all known as Rupanugas, followers in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, following in the footsteps of his representatives. A Vaishnava desires not to serve Krishna directly, but to be the servant of the servant of the servant, thousands of times removed. That's how Elisha thinks. As Lord Chaitanya himself presented himself, Gopi Bharata Padakamalaya Dasa Dasa Nudasa. I'm just the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is the maintainer of the gopis. So this way, Lord Chaitanya indicates his vision of Krishna is in connection with the gopis. And Lord Chaitanya says, I'm just the servant of the servant of the servant of that Krishna, who is in relationship with the gopis. We look at how Lord Chaitanya bestows that causeless mercy on his devotees. He appears directly as Sakshat Vishu. He manifests his power in a devotee. That's his avesh feature. And he can also manifest in places. Even though he's not, shall you say, physically present, he can still manifest. These three ways are how Lord Chaitanya bestows his mercy. And that is one of the qualities we want to focus on today. The other quality will be how the Lord comes under the control of his devotees' love. Lord Chaitanya delivered most of the universe by his sakshat, direct presence. How did he do that? Seated in Jagannath Puri. People from Puri came to see Lord Chaitanya. People from Bengal came to see Lord Chaitanya. Every year, the devotees from Bengal would come for Rath Yatra during the 4 months of the rainy season. They would go see Lord Chaitanya. Devotees from all over India would come to see Lord Chaitanya. But not only from this planet, devotees from all over the universe would disguise themselves as human beings and come to get the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. So in that way, please don't think it was an exaggeration to say that Lord Chaitanya delivered all the three worlds. You might have been wondering, how is that possible? People today who are sometimes preoccupied with foolish things like UFOs and aliens, they would be astonished to know that Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is extraterrestrial. He gave darshan not only to earthlings, but also to beings from other planets. In that way, he delivered all the three worlds. The dynamics of Lord Chaitanya's mercy are consolidated in one theme. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami points out, let the conditioned souls be delivered. So keeping that in mind about Lord Chaitanya, next you want to see how he does it. What is his methodology to accomplish this purpose? Let the fallen souls be delivered. So now you're getting insight into his methodology, the three ways that he bestows his mercy. Sakshat, Aveshan, Avirbhava. These are ways of distributing mercy. In today's verse, we're focusing on Nakul Brahmachari, who is described as a special example of Avish, the potencies of the Lord the potencies of Lord Chaitanya appearing within him. So much so that the symptoms of Lord Chaitanya become manifest in the body of Nakul Brahmacharya. Those symptoms were there to such an extent, the Shastra describes, that Nakul Brahmacharya glowed with that radiant golden shine, that radiant golden jyoti of Lord Chaitanya. You could see that when you looked at Nakul Brahmacharya. We'll talk about the Shrina, not the Brahmacharya later. Nakul Brahmacharya. Hari Purita Sundara Jyoti Kadamba Sandipitaha. Rupa Goswami writes that beautiful verse. That Lord Hari, who has a complexion more dazzling than molten gold. So that Avesh potency was manifest in Nakul Brahmacharya. And he was always demonstrating the symptoms of ecstatic love of Krishna, trembling, perspiring, dancing like a madman. Whoever saw him would become filled with love of Krishna. People would from all over would come to see him, recognizing that he had the potency of Lord Chaitanya invested in him. Shivananda Sen, a very great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, heard about this, but he was a little skeptical. He decided to make a test. Shivananda Sen, those of you who are seeking to relish Chaitanya Lila, you should know that he is a special case. Not only is he the father of Kavi Karnapur, the great Vaishnava poet and literature writer, but he's also special because he had experience of all three mercy appearances of Lord Chaitanya. The sakshat, the direct, the avesh, the potency invested in someone, and the avirbhava, the special manifestation. So first of all, Shivananda Sen would get the Sakshat Association because every year he would organize the devotees' trip to Jagannath Puri at Rathayatra time. Shivananda Sen would show how the highest position is to be the servant of the devotees. He would organize their lodging on the way, their food on the way. He also had to deal with Nityananda Avaduta. That was a very special service. Nityananda Avaduta once became a little transcendentally agitated in his mind because Shivananda Sen had not arranged a suitable place for the night. They were on their way to Puri. A place for Lord Nityananda to stay for the night had not been in his vision manifest soon enough. So, what does Nityananda Avaduta do? He curses the family of Shivananda Sen. May they all die. The mother, naturally, or the wife of Shivananda Sen, is obviously very disturbed. What woman here would remain calm if someone cursed your family? Let them all die, especially if that person is powerful as Nityananda Avaduta. Even though you're a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, still you would be quite concerned. So she went into complete distress. Shivananda Sen heard about it. And he approached his wife in her distress. She told him, Vijayananda has cursed us all to die. Shivananda Singh replied, wonderful, if Vijayananda Prabhu desires, let us all die. This is the devotion of Lord Chaitanya's associates. What do you think? You can't understand this if you cling to the bodily conception of life. And if you think that the body is so valuable, why did Lord Nityananda say to the thing who wants to die? But these are all eternally liberated associates of the Lord. They have not one taste or one drop of the bodily conception of life. That's why Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is described as the postgraduate study to even Srimad Bhagavatam. So after Shivananda Sen made this statement to his wife, we should all die if Nityananda Prabhu wants us to die. He then approached Lord Nityananda to see what was on the Lord's mind and how Shivananda Sen could remedy the situation. As he approached Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda kicked him. Why haven't you gotten your place? I haven't been taken care of properly. I don't recommend that traveling sannyasis do this to temple presidents. To touch someone with your foot is considered a great insult. To kick someone, to touch someone with your foot, to hit someone with your shoes is considered such a devastating insult. But what about when Lord Nityananda kicks you with his foot? So that's how Shivananda Sen took it. Oh, a kick of mercy from Lord Nityananda. He's touched me with his foot. Oh, how wonderful this is. But, you know, in family life can be a little complicated. So it wasn't only that Shivananda Sen's wife had a little difficulty with the curse, but some sons of Shivananda Sen, they had some difficulty. Why has Nityananda Prabhu kicked our father? So they left the party. They separated themselves from the party going to Jagannath Puri. They went on their own. They went ahead. And they went to Lord Chaitanya. They told him the story. Lord Chaitanya pacified them. And had the devotees feed them nice prasad, calm them down. So you see, even amongst the associates of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, there can be some commotion. What to speak amongst our yatra of devotees. Yes, sometimes there's some commotion, yes. Why did he do this? Why did she do that? He shouldn't have done this. She shouldn't have done that. But in Chaitanya Lila, all these kinds of commotions are dealt with so sweetly and expertly. Lord Chaitanya recognizes there's a bit of a commotion here in Nityananda Prabhu. And his spontaneous, unpredictable behavior has caused a bit of a ripple. The Lord Chaitanya smoothed it over. Shivananda Sen perfectly understood and accepted it all as mercy. But his family members, his wife, obviously was concerned about a curse that the whole family would die. And his sons didn't like to see their father being kicked. So you see all these layers and textures of devotion at work, interacting in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that makes things so fascinating. So, Sri Shivananda Sen had that direct association with Lord Chaitanya. He would organize the traveling party of devotees every year who went from Bengal to Puri to associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he showed by his example how glorious an activity it is to serve Vaishnavas, arrange for their hospitality, arrange for their lodging, their food. It's like on this trip to South Africa, going to various places. I'm very indebted to your illustrious president, Sridharma Prabhu, for arranging everything. Sivananda Sen was the expert in that. He associated with Lord Chaitanya in that way. But he did not simply witness the direct association of Lord Chaitanya. He also witnessed the avesh presence of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya investing his power in devotee, as we were describing in the Kul Brahmachari. He was radiant gold like Lord Chaitanya. He was manifesting the ecstatic symptoms of Lord Chaitanya. So Sivananda Sen heard about that, but he was thinking, I don't know. Let me make a test. So he went to where Nakul Brahmachari was. He went nearby, and Sivananda Sen decided to do this scientific investigation. He said, I won't directly present myself in the presence of Nakul Brahmachari. If he knows that I'm around, and if he can say what is my personal mantra, then I'll accept that he's an avesh appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So Sivananda Sen, this is a scientific experiment in bhakti. He isolated himself somewhere nearby where Nakul Brahmachari couldn't see him, didn't know he was there, and then waited to see what happened. Nakul Brahmachari called one of his assistants. Sivananda Sen's around. Sivananda Sen is here. And moreover, his mantra is the Gaur Gopal mantra. Gaur Gopal mantra is Radha Krishna, those four syllables. Those four syllables, Radha Krishna, are the same as the four syllable mantra, Gauranga, because Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayana. Lord Chaitanya is non-different from Radha and Krishna. So Sivananda Sen revealed the secret Nakul Brahmachari revealed the secret that Sivananda Sen was nearby and also revealed his personal mantra. A messenger came to Sivananda Sen. Nakul Brahmachari says you're here and that your mantra is the Gaur Gopal mantra. So Sivananda Sen accepted. Yes, indeed, he is an avesh manifestation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let me offer him my service. Devotees are always eager to serve other devotees. So Sivananda Sen, after verifying through bhakti science the special empowerment of Nakul Brahmachari, and offered his humble service. Then the third way that Lord Chaitanya gives his causeless mercy is through avirbhava, special manifestation. Lord Chaitanya appears, but only one or two devotees can see him present. It's not an hallucination, it's not an imagination. It's not an apparition. It is Lord Chaitanya appearing, but only a few devotees or one devotee can see him. Four places are described as frequent sites for Lord Chaitanya's avirbhava, secret appearance. Wherever Nityananda Prabhu would dance, Lord Chaitanya would appear. Whenever Sachimata would offer food in her home, Lord Chaitanya would appear and eat the offerings. Well, in the house of Raghava Pandit, that ecstatic bhakti cook, and in Shiva's Angan, in the house of Shiva's Thakur, whenever those ecstatic nocturnal nighttime kirtans would go on. One particular case of the Avirbhava manifestation we've heard about in a verse we're discussing today. The former Pradyumna Brahmacharya was given the name Nrsimhananda Brahmacharya by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why was that? Because his worshipable Lord, Pradyumna Brahmacharya's worshipable Lord, was Lord Nrsimhadeva, and he was such a powerful bhakta of Lord Nrsimhadeva. Shivananda Sen got to experience this Avirbhava. His nephew, Srikanta Sayadati, was visiting Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya told him, "You bring back a message to all the devotees in Navadvipa. Tell them, don't come this year to Jagannath Puri. There's no need to make that yearly pilgrimage for Rath Yatra, rainy season, Chaturmasya. Because I am going to go to Bengal. I'm going to go to Navadvipa." So the nephew brought back that message to Navadvipa. And obviously all the devotees were happy. "We don't have to go. Lord Chaitanya is coming here." They all waited in ecstasy. The time came. Lord Chaitanya was supposed to come. "Where is he? Where is he?" The devotees became very despondent. "He told us not to go to Puri. Because you see that those feelings of separation between the Navadvipa devotees and devotees in Puri was so intense." Their impact, the Navadvipa devotees' impact upon Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri was so profound that their presence would assuage Lord Chaitanya's feelings of separation. But when they would go back to Navadvipa, then Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic transformations and feeling separation from Krishna would just overflow. So they had that effect on Lord Chaitanya, that they could assuage, soothe his feelings of separation from Krishna by their presence every year. But he had said, "Don't come, I am going to go to Navadvipa." They're waiting, waiting. He hasn't come. This devotee, Pradyumna Brahmacharya, named by Lord Chaitanya as Nrsimha Brahmacharya, said, "Why is everyone despondent? In just a couple of days, Lord Chaitanya will be here. Bring all opulent ingredients for me, and I will cook for Lord Chaitanya." So, Shivananda Sen heard that. He was a little, maybe it could be true, or maybe Nrsimhananda Brahmacharya is just speaking in ecstatic love. In order to be in Lord Chaitanya's party of associates, you have to know that a lot of ecstatic love was always saturating things. And so Shivananda is saying he had that practical manager's attitude. Well, this is an ecstatic devotee. He could be just speaking in ecstatic love. Who knows what this devotee is experiencing? All right, we'll give it a go. He said, "Lord Chaitanya is... he's coming in 2 days. Bring all ingredients for cooking." Okay, let's see what happens. So he gathered all the ingredients. Nrsimhananda Brahmacharya worshipped Jagannath, and he worshipped Lord Nrsimhadeva. Nrsimhadeva is his personal deity, his personal Ishtadeva, worshipable Lord. So, on the day when Lord Chaitanya was to come, the Nrsimhananda Brahmacharya cooked up a huge feast, and he put it on three plates. He offered on three plates, one for Jagannath, one for Lord Nrisingadev, and one for Lord Chaitanya. And then, as he began to make the offering, he noticed Lord Chaitanya coming. And Lord Chaitanya ate all three plates. So Nrisingadev Brahmachari, he just wanted to express some ecstatic love. My Lord, Lord Hari, I know that you're one with Lord Jagannath, so I don't mind that you ate Lord Jagannath's offering as well as yours. But my worshipable Lord, my Ishtadeva, Lord Nrisingadev, you ate his offering too. What is my worshipful Lord going to do? How is he going to eat today? These are ecstatic dealings between the Lord and his devotee. Nrisingadev Brahmachari had a personal desire that he wanted to see how Lord Chaitanya is not different from Lord Nrisingadev. So therefore he's speaking like this. How can you eat my worshipful Lord's offering? You can eat Jagannath, that's okay. I know you're identical with him. This is Nrisingadev Brahmachari saying, I want to understand how you're the same as my worshipful Lord Nrisingadev. So this is another characteristic of Lord Chaitanya that we want to remember today. The first one is, let the conditioned souls be delivered. And the second one is, he'll become conquered by his devotees' love. So he revealed to Nrisingadev Brahmachari, yes, I'm the same as your worshipable Lord, Nrisingadev. So then, Nrisingadev Brahmachari turned to the loving devotees, Shivananda Sen, the others. Oh, glorious. Lord Chaitanya has come. And they're all, huh? What's going on? We don't see anything. Shivananda Sen, again, with his practical manager's analysis of it. Well, could be, but I'll just hold it in abeyance. I won't come to a conclusion about this. Could be, but, you know, we didn't see anything. So the next year, the residents of Navadvip went to Puri to visit Lord Chaitanya, and Shivananda Sen was there, of course. And Lord Chaitanya just started speaking. You know, last year I had such a wonderful feast that was cooked for me by Nrisingadev Brahmachari. Shivananda Sen is listening. Nice. It was so. Lord Chaitanya had appeared to eat Nrisingadev Brahmachari's offerings in his Avirbhava manifestation, a special manifestation that only one or a few devotees can see. Still, Lord Chaitanya is fully there. So these are the loving ways of Lord Chaitanya. He wanted to become subservient to Nrisingadev Brahmachari's desire to understand that Gaurari is not different from Lord Nrisingadev. And he also wanted to taste the offerings of his beloved devotee Nrisingadev Brahmachari. So these are just tiny drops of the ocean of nectar of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in that ocean of nectar, Rupa Goswami plays such an important role because so many of his verses are quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And today, the disappearance of Rupa Goswami, want to remember that we are Rupa Lingas, we are followers in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and his representatives.